I'll start out by saying I give credit to the Raiders. Come in our place and beat us. It's two good football teams that play today. I thought it was going to be a close game. It was a close game. We kicked the field goal. We got a chance for an onside. We got to do some things better in some areas, but I saw some good things in that game that we can build off of. And obviously there's some things every week we can clean up without question.
What led into that decision to start the game with the onside kick?
Want to get the ball. Start the game with the ball.
Second guess yourself after that?
Not for a second. No, I don't do that.
Why not? I mean, that... You gave them a ball at the 50-yard line to open a game of a pretty potent offense on a play that...
And we could have had the ball at the 50-yard line with a pretty potent offense if we execute the onside kick.
What was the failure in execution?
Well, they got it, and I'm not going to go into who and why. That's none of your business.
Mike, what about third and two? What was the thinking on the wide run?
It's a toss crack. We scored a touchdown, on it the last time we ran it down there on the... a couple games back, same play.
Looked like Adoree got targeted a lot again. How do you feel like the rookie did in game?
I saw him make a lot of good plays. I mean, the play down the goal line in the end zone, I thought was a good play. I thought he did, the kickoff return, he had a chance, he made something out of nothing. I thought that was a big play. Again, I thought we had some young guys that did some good things today that they can build off of. I thought Corey, for getting in his first NFL game, was good. But I thought we had some young guys that got some good experience for us.
Overplay the offense and maybe Marcus.
I like how we responded to a touchdown, came back, went 75 yards, scored a touchdown. I like that we had the ball on the two and went down, kicked field goal, matched theirs. I liked a lot of things that we did. We came up short. I didn't like that we had to kick a field goal in the red zone. We need to finish drives much better, and those are, again, that's converting third downs. We've got to be better on third downs.
You guys were so good on red zone and third down last year. I wonder if some of the newness at the wide receiver and some of the fact that guys have been out, does that play into it?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's just some things I saw from the sideline of the plays developing and the pictures on the sideline. But, again, I'll definitely have much better once I watch it over and over.
You expect to be able to run it a little bit better than that, and did they maybe force you out of some stuff you wish you
would? No, I think I'd like to see us run it better than that. I do. I think we can. They've got a good front. I mean, those two guys on the outside kind of squeeze you in. That's the design of the defense. And, I'd like to see us run it better.
It's early, but, I mean, is there a takeaway or what you learned from a week one loss?
I think there was two good teams that played today. We didn't make enough plays that could put us over the top. We played a close game. We thought it was going to be, at the end there to let the kickoff return to get out there to let them get in position to kick another field goal. Those are things we got to do a better job. Our defense got to do a better job of getting off the field as well.
So much focus on special teams. You had the three penalties you let.
That's definitely, we missed a field goal at the end. That still keeps us in the game. So, no, that's special teams still got to get better at it. There's no doubt about it. We had three penalties. We had a missed field goal. We had a 40-yard plus return by Patterson. Those are things we got to get better.
I said Lynch had the game that he had against a rush defense. It was second best in the league a year ago.
He's a good back. That's a good offensive line. That's what they do. Am I surprised? I'm disappointed, maybe, that we didn't do a better job of, controlling them, especially when they went into a 4-minute mode and we had to get the ball back. That's when it was we needed it.
What stop there about to change?
Yeah. If we get a stop there, I mean.
I guess a little bit more about Corey's performance. Obviously, some big catches, but were there also some times that maybe he and Marcus didn't?
There's some things that again, he's got to clean up. I mean, for his first game, I thought he did some very good things, but there are some. He got a lot of plays. He got a lot of things to learn from. But there are some things that were not on track just because of lack of time.
The game shape maybe dictate that he played more than anticipated?
No. Maybe more towards the end. Yeah.
How limited was he, or what were you able to give him? In terms
well, we just weren't going to throw him in there to start the game with, you know, if we went into a two-wide set. So he was limited to three wide receivers. He did rotate with Decker. He got a good number of snaps.
How much did the time miss this preseason kind of limit Eric Decker's effectiveness?
Again, I'll have to, he fell down on a third down that we should have complete. There were some things that he could have helped us out a little bit better, but, he's been out with an ankle for, you know, he's been limited, very limited. I appreciate that he's out there playing in a game and playing as many snaps as he has, but it certainly will help to have him get in there and get some more snaps with, have that group together. I mean, for the first time, it's one game they've been together.
Dealing with that ankle? Is that still an issue?
No, but he's been limited. Yeah.
Third downs in the first half that you were converting some third and longs that really kind of kept things.
Yeah, I thought the protection was good. I thought our protection was pretty good all day, especially against we felt like Irvin and Matt could be the game changers outside. I thought our tackles did well against those guys. We weren't. It was the third downs more in the second half that shut down some drives that we needed to keep going, but. Again, there's a lot of good things that I can see and talk about in that first half, the third downs, of how we were able to drive the ball like we did.
How's Cyprian?
He's probably the one and only that we have. He's got a strained hamstring.
You give away 6 points you didn't have to today between the penalty on the punt and then leaving too much time on the clock at the end of the first half.
Say it again.
You left some time on the clock at the end of the first half, but you had a couple opportunities maybe to run some more time off the clock.
Yeah. Now, looking back at it, it's easy to say that, yes. Wish we would have done that, especially with that quarterback.
Was that on play calling, or was that players just getting out of bounds when they should have tried to stay in?
No, that's a little bit of everything. I mean, if you want to blame anybody, blame the coaches.
Game, did you feel like you gave your backs as many touches as you wanted to?
I'd like to give them 40 if I could, but sometimes the game doesn't dictate that.
A little bit about Dory's battle skills out there going against a guy like, you know, Cooper.
You're going against one of the best in the league, your very first start in the NFL. It's good for you. There's nothing but good that will come from it.
Frustrating to go 90-some yards and have to settle for a field goal. I mean, I know they had to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You're down there that close. We had a chance. We had a chance. That last play, if you know, we had a chance to get in there. And no, but I was again. I go back and I look at it. Boy, that was a long drive. We kept the ball. We came off of our two and went down there, scored points, and answered them. So I thought it was good that we did that. Obviously, anytime you don't score a touchdown in the red zone, you're disappointed.
Tackling
seems much got to get better. Yeah, that was a big emphasis at the halftime. We were not tackling well enough.
Did you see improvement after that?
Yes.
Logan played a bunch in the slot today. Why more comfortable with him there as opposed to say like?
That's
McCain?
Who we. That's what we think gives us our best package with him.
Him down south dictate how you prepare for this week possibility of maybe not playing or playing up here.
I haven't really thought much about it. I haven't heard anything different from us going there next week. I haven't obviously before the game. I don't know. I think it was still in South Florida. I don't know the track that it's on. So. I don't know what the plans are. I haven't talked to anybody about that.
You have family there, yeah? Are they out?
Yes. No, I have some in Central Florida and some in Jacksonville still.
Is Logan the slot guy, or are you
He was today, yeah.
When you get LeSean back, does that move that around at all?
Yeah, it will. It will.
The idea today, they tried to let Adoree just focus on being one position.
Yeah.
Do you anticipate getting LeSean back this week?
Hopeful. I saw him coming out of the tunnel with the DBs. He was jogging. I was kind of surprised by that, but that was a good sign. So.